You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Mersbach with your local newscast. Wyoming's only clinic that provides procedural abortions in the state will be able to stay open for now. Governor Mark Gordon vetoed a bill last week that clinic staff said would have caused it to shut down, at least temporarily. KHOL's Chris Clements reports.
House Bill 148 would have required clinics that provide abortions in Wyoming to be licensed as ambulatory surgical centers. The bill's sponsor said the measure was meant to keep women safe when receiving abortions in the state. Opponents believed this bill, similar to new laws in other states, would create onerous standards that would shut down clinics like the one in Casper. Lynn Paltrow is an attorney and the founder of the group Pregnancy Justice. She spoke before the bill was vetoed.
It has everything to do with promoting medical misinformation, and that misinformation being that this is a dangerous procedure that can't be done safely in a clinic. We have 50 years of evidence that it can be.
Wyoming has also passed a law banning abortions in most cases, but that's held up by a court challenge. A Teton County district judge referred the state's abortion ban lawsuit to the Wyoming Supreme Court. For KHOL News, I'm Chris Clements in Laramie.
Last week, Governor Mark Gordon did sign a bill that will ban gender-affirming procedures for minors in the state. It was previously known as Chloe's Law, named after a detransitioner and an activist from California. The ban outlaws gender-affirming surgeries and other forms of care for those under 18 in the state. Physicians and medical associations broadly agree that some forms of gender-affirming care can be helpful in reducing feelings of depression among transgender people. Wellspring Health Access, the clinic in Casper that provides procedural abortions, also provides trans patients with different kinds of gender-affirming care. Brittany Brown is the clinic administrator there. Here she is before the decision was handed down.
We have patients who travel from all over the state to come in and get the healthcare that they need because they either struggle to find doctors who are willing to do it for them or just struggle to find doctors who are supportive of them.
In his reasoning for signing the bill, Governor Gordon said he supports the protections this bill includes for children, but that, quote, the government is straying into the personal affairs of families. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Mersbach.